Okay, so in today's episode, I'm going to be looking over a bunch of, like, conspiracy theories, like, other conspiracy theories that aren't mine, and just say what I think about it, okay? I'm just going to start off, I guess. So this is conspiracy theory. It's about, like, this thing called, like, contrails, which is, like, you know, the white, like, lines in the sky left by planes that, like, fly over. I know you all probably have already seen them. I doubt if anyone's ever gonna actually watch this, but, you know, basically the theory goes is that these aren't, like, made from the reason why they're created is because of, like, condensation, because when the water vapor gets really hot inside the jet engine and then cools down, it, like, makes, like, this, like fog, sort of like a cloud, I guess. You know, like, you all probably experienced this, because, like, when you ever take, like, a hot shower, the shower would get, like, fogged up. This is basically the same thing, except just in the sky. Yeah. So basically, the theory goes is that these aren't actually, like, condensation, like, these, like, clouds things. It's actually, like, chemicals that's being released by the government to, like, sinister things, such as, like, mind reading and stuff like that. This is obviously wrong because I already said this, when you're in your shower and then, like, your mirror fogs up and this other stuff, like, the glass fogs up, if there's glass in your bathroom, I don't know, fogs up. So this is why I think this is definitely true, and, yeah. Also, I don't know why I said definitely sarcastic. Okay, next. The fake moon landing. Yeah, obviously the moon landing was faked, because in the previous episode when I talked about the moon being fake, since it is the fake, the moon is totally fake, obviously they can't land on something that doesn't really exist, so the moon is obviously fake. Moon landing has to be faked. See, that's why we haven't gone back there since, because there is no moon, and you can't go there, since there is no moon. Obviously, you should watch my first episode. Next, Flat Earth. Jeez, how am I going to make this 20 minutes? It's going to be like a 5-minute episode if I keep on going at this pace. So, yeah, the Earth is obviously flat, you know. Not many people fall off the side of the Earth, but, like, when they do, people need, like, a reason to say why they died. And the reason that they died is not many people go there, but all shark attacks are actually people who've fallen off the side of the world. And it's really easy to cover it up as a shark attack because, like, they're already, like, in the water. Yeah. There's also another chance that there's not just, like, an edge, but the world just, like, keeps on going forever. That's what I think is true. For example, it's hard to make this make sense, but, like, if you walked in one direction forever, you'd always go in that direction. You're never getting back to where you started. And you always stay on, I guess, Earth. But Earth isn't a planet. It's a flat dimension all the way over. Everything up is into space. Everything down is just, I guess, hell. I don't know. There's nothing below us that's like space. It's just where we are is Earth. Below us is hell. Above us is space. Simple. But basically, the world is, like, repeating over and over and over again. Sort of like, I mean, if you have, like, a pattern on your rug, like, there's a pattern that just keeps on repeating over and over. In this case, it's the continents. And not only the continents, but everything in the continents. The stuff inside the continent. So, for example, if you said, oh, no, but I traveled around the world in a plane, I went from someplace to someplace and they ended up here. No, that's not true. Your house is just the exact same space on the next, like, grid over, I guess. Next, like, world over. And you might be like, oh, well, then why isn't my family over there? No, because your family also went on a trip to the next place over and over and over. See? That makes sense. And also, you may be like, oh, what about my friends? Your friends is just the exact same person that had the exact same person there. So technically, you have a lot of friends. Also, if you have $1, that's infinite amount of money because you always have... Because, like, it repeats over and over and over again. Sort of like a time loop, except space loop. I don't know. Yeah, that's basically it for that. So, yes, obviously, the Earth is flat. I mean, obviously. Okay, next. Bigfoot. See, Bigfoot, see, there's this funny, chart I saw, but it's basically, like, of the U.S., and it's, like, stores where fur costumes have been bought and store and sightings of Bigfoot, and it just like matches up perfectly, like with dots on like everywhere that it's been bought and then seen. It's like there's a lot over in the East Coast and then like less in the middle of the US and a bit more towards the West Coast, but not as much as the East Coast. And, like, there's a dot for every sighting. It's really kind of funny. But with this, obviously, it concludes that there is no Bigfoot. That Bigfoot does not exist. Because it's just somebody in a fursuit who probably has, like, a cardboard cut out of a Bigfoot and they just, like, stomp it into some mud. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you'd see, like, some Godzilla structure for walking through the woods. And the other way. So I just get... yikes, how do I make this longer? It's 7 minutes. Hopefully I can get to about 10 at least. So, final conspiracy theory. The Titanic didn't sink. So basically, how this theory goes is that the Titanic did not sink. Another ship the same size did. So basically, some history. The Titanic... had, like, a twin sister, I guess, or I don't know, well, technically had two, like, the Britannica, which also sank, but, like, not also sank, because the Titanic didn't sink. So, basically, there's this other one that's, like, basically the Titanic, and it's named Olympic, and the Olympics, I don't know, whatever. Basically, this ship, got swapped out for the Titanic, and, so the Titanic... actually stayed in the harbor over in Europe. Yeah, in Europe. And basically it was the Olympus that hit the iceberg and crashed. And yeah, I think everybody knows the story of the Titanic. I mean, if you don't, basically a really, really big ship went over and crashed into an iceberg and people died. Like, a lot of people died, but some people survived. But there wasn't enough life rafts because everyone thought the ship was unsinkable, except it wasn't. Also, another thing about the Titanic is that the Titanic, there's this theory that, like, if the Titanic hit the iceberg straight on, it wouldn't have sank. See, I actually support this theory because the reason is because the Titanic had these, like, really kind of cool things. Where basically, if, for example, some water started leaking into one room, it would basically, like, shut off that room, and, like, water couldn't get to the next room over. So basically, like, the Titanic could be, like, leaking in one spot, but it would still be perfectly fine, and you could still continue. So basically, when the Titanic hit the iceberg, they were, like, trying to steer it away, but they couldn't in time, and it, like, scraped across the side, and, like, it got into all the rooms and sank. So basically, if the Titanic just hit the iceberg straight on, it would have only, like, got into the first rooms. And the Titanic, after everyone getting thrown forward, as when you get stopped quickly in a car, it would just, like, everyone would have just been like, bleh, and just kept thrown forward a bit. And then they probably could have kept on going, but... A lot of Titanic enthusiasts agree and disagree with this. Some people say that, like, oh, if they hit it straight on, they still would have sank. But I don't know. I think they probably would have stopped. They might. They probably would have sank. Otherwise, maybe they could stayed up a little longer and be like, "Hey, ship, come to us. We're sinking. Please help us." Because there was like another ship in the middle of the ocean that like ended up saving some people that were on the life rafts. Yeah. Do I have anything else? No, I do not have anything else on my sheet of paper. So, at least I got to the 10-minute mark. So, please download this. Oh my god, it's like, oh, I have 100% drop in, like, downloads because, like, no one has been downloading this. Which makes sense because I haven't put anything on this, like, I guess, podcast place channel? I don't know. Since February. But, like, honestly, and there's only, like, I think, like, a total of 6, and this is gonna be 7. So, oh my god, I just said 6-7 on accident. Okay, well, whatever. Wait, let me make it to 11 minutes. Yay, woohoo.